Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Gentleness and kindness. Hadith Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves gentleness and mindless in all matters. Note, gentleness is opposite of harshness and abruptness. Hadith Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gentleness in whatever it may be only adorns and enhances it. Being abrupt and ill-mannered often blows simple situations out of proportion. Expressing meekness and gentleness is less aggravating and it creates friendship instead of hatred. Hadith Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is deprived of gentleness is deprived of all goodness. Hadith Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and he loves gentleness. Allah Ta'ala grants upon gentleness that which he grants not for harshness or for anything else. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and he loves gentleness. Allah grants upon gentleness that which he grants not for harshness or for anything else. Note, Allah Ta'ala grants upon gentleness. The statement means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants such rewards for gentleness as is not granted for many other actions. Qazi Iyad rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simplifies and accomplishes the tasks of people who are gentle, as Allah ta'ala would not do so in the case of people who behave abruptly and harshly. It is true that anger and ill behavior just worsens a situation. The Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once a group of Jews visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Assalamu alaykum. Instead of saying Assalamu alaykum, they omitted the lam, the L. They said Assalamu alaykum instead of saying Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum means may death be upon you. The Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that she was alert and realized what they were saying. She angrily retorted, may death be upon you and the curse of Allah as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take it easy, O Aisha. Allah is gentle and he loves gentleness. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if whilst riding upon your animal, you pass by a piece of land that is green and lush, then decrease the pace and speed and fulfill the right of the animal, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and compassionate and he loves gentleness. Note, fulfilling the animal's right would also be allowing it to graze is also part of gentleness. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.